Hello, I am Yogini Sundita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast is about menopause and Ayurveda. So we're going to discuss about what is menopause. Menopause is natural human condition for women where we move from one stage of life towards the next. But this transit, this moving from one stage to the next stage can be very painful. It can also last for quite some time. For some women, it lasts for 7 years to 18 years. So depending on what's happening in your life. And also, there is no one symptom. So there are many, many symptoms. A lot of women go through a lot of health conditions, a lot of health issues. And this transit, which is natural, but can be quite cumbersome, quite tiring, and it takes a lot out of women's system because the body is now doesn't need to have the pain resistance or doesn't need to go through childbirth again. So because of that, that is not happening. The system, the hormonal changes happens in such a way that the pain receptor system in woman's body changes. So the brain recognizes pain more now. This is again very layperson's point of view. I'm not a scientist. This is my understanding. And when I realized that, it was like a light bulb moment for me because I totally understood why we feel more pain during this time, you know. So the hormonally, the system changes in such a way that there is more susceptibility towards the pain, more we can feel pain more as opposed to when in that period where the childbirth is going to happen in woman's life. So body doesn't need that now, so it changes. And so you'll see that a lot of women are suffering tremendously. Women feel more pain. Women also feel hot flashes. There is a lot of painful health conditions can occur during this time, autoimmune conditions. And we do not know what exactly the condition will occur to us. And so what happens that these painful things, we actually started talking about it now, recently, really. Till previous generation, it was quite hush-hush. I don't even remember my mother talking about it because this wasn't something publicly discussed. But I'm sure she went through a lot during that time. Women suffered in silence, but it is time to talk about it. And today I'm going to talk about not from scientific point of view, in a sense, like not from the Western science point of view, but from Ayurveda point of view. Ayurveda, I look at this as a stage of life. So in Ayurveda, women's life have 4 stages. So Bala means child stage. Then comes the stage, which is Kumari, that means maiden. Then the lady stage, and then this is the wise woman stage. The menopause is wise woman stage. This stage is where women have a lot of wisdom. This is the stage where there is a richness of experience. This is the stage where it is time to look after ourselves. This is the self-care time and reflection time. This is where life is rich with a lot of experiences. And we learn through these lot of experiences. So this is a wise time, wisdom time of our life. So Ayurveda suggests to look after ourselves. Ayurveda suggests about self-care practices. And according to Ayurveda, this is Vata time. So what is Vata? What is Ayurveda? Let's start there. So Ayurveda is healing science of India. And this healing science, even though it is ancient, it is quite applicable to the modern time. It is a holistic science. So Ayurveda, not just the whole body, but also mind, spirit, everything is considered in this healing system. So as I said, that this is a wise woman phase of our life. And so how can we look after ourselves during this time? According to Ayurveda, this is Vata time. Vata means the two elements here dominant are air and space. And the qualities of air and space is it is drying, it is anxiety inducing, it has more mood swings, more dryness of the joint. You can see the feeling hot and cold also. And why that happens according to Ayurveda is there are three doshas in our system, and our system is moving towards from one life phase to the next life phase. And hormonally, there are so many changes happening, and body is trying to make sense of all this. So it is going through this change where it is trying to make sense of all this. So you'll see that it is trying to settle into this new phase of the life. And to do so, it needs some time, it needs self-care, it needs self-reflection. You'll also notice that some women experience heart palpitations. They notice aches and pains in the joints, constipation, all these things, like drying out of the skin. The hair also changes for some women. I know someone who had a straight hair before menopause, and after menopause she has curly locks. So a lot of change is happening. And this can be very unsettling for women, because it's also something what we consider womanhood, and a loss of that as well. So already mind is anxious, and on top of that, this is all happening. So that anxiety is anxiety inducing. So during this time of change, when the body is going through so much, if we push against it through go back to what is normal or what we think normal is, then that is the system is not in balance. So how can we support our system? And the best way to support our system is to allow your system to rest, allow your system to find this new balance comfortably. And how to do that is with self-care practices, with looking after ourselves, noticing that with this wisdom we have so far, that what really works and what doesn't work for your system. Now that you understand that, it is time to support your system. It is time to look after yourself. So what can we do? How can we look into this? What is self-care really according to Ayurveda during this time? So Ayurveda has few amazing suggestions. And first suggestion is acceptance, or that this change is happening in the life and that you need more self-care. During this time also, according to Ayurveda, that women have done their lot of responsibilities. Or now there may be kids are grown up, they don't need that much looking after. Hopefully that you have more time to look after yourself. I also understand that we live in such a, in this modern world, that it may not be that the time is available, but creating time is the way to go. So here, how can we bring in self-care? So first, Ayurveda will suggest is a Vata balancing diet. So what is Vata balancing diet? Notice that what food creates that gassy effect in your system. So if you are eating too much of raw food, raw salads, raw things, that may induce the Vata or flatulence and gassiness in your system. So if you notice that kind of thing is happening, like bloating and all that, then the suggestion is replacing it with non-gassy food. So instead of raw food, eating maybe steam vegetables, you know, instead of salad, steam vegetables, and little bit teaspoon of oil drizzled on that will help to reduce the dryness in the system. So this dryness also can be on the skin as well. Here, the regular massages. Regular massages will do wonders. You can do a self-massage, which is called Abhyanga in Ayurveda, where you can take oil according to your dosha. If you don't know your dosha, don't worry about it. Choose any good oil, which is good, you feel good on your skin. And applying it before, during your shower, you can actually do the self-massage and take a nice shower, and that will help you to reduce that. You can also do it after the shower, like the lightly applying it on your oil, and that will absorb into your skin. You can also take oil to your masseuse and help them to like find a right oil for you. And maybe take that to your masseuse and they may use that oil on you. Whichever works really, because the massage with warm oil is going to be very, very helpful. Traditionally, for Vata, we suggest sesame oil. But sesame oil, if you don't like the smell, then you can find an oil which is right for you. You can also order online Vata oil and Vata massage oil, V-A-T-A, Vata massage oil. And you can apply it on your skin. These kind of oils are really beautiful. Then also, if you know your dosha, then maybe your Ayurveda practitioner can help you to give you right oil for your system, and that will help you to reduce the dryness in your system. If you don't know any Ayurveda practitioner, feel free to book a session with me. I do a session via Zoom, so this will be easier in a sense if you are anywhere in the world. It's very convenient, and through the Zoom call, I will help you to identify your dosha. I'll give you the food, the oils for your constitution, and that can be very effective to heal yourself quickly. Now, I'm using word healing here because what happens that so much responsibility throughout the life, this is the phase where women need to bring awareness into healing herself. There is a lot of emotional ups and downs, the whole life cycle of periods, the whole changes, the hormonal changes happen constantly throughout woman's life, can be very taxing. And so this is the time where now it is time to slow down a bit. I know also that slowing down is not easy because we still have to pay the bills. We still have to make sure that, you know, our careers are going on and everything. So you may notice that you may be busy and you're devoting your time towards your career more. And I totally get it. But also try and find out time for yourself. Find out where you can find those small pleasures, where you can bring in self-care into your life. Do the activities which will give you joy. Choose activities and work which will be really good for your nervous system. So, for example, if you are a jogger, maybe once in a while start doing nature walks rather than jogging. If you are doing like a hot yoga, I suggest that move away from that towards maybe adding once a week restorative yoga, something like that. Like, I'm not saying that completely drop your favorite activities, but bring in more gentle activities with your strong activities. And that will help you to really bring the calm in your system. So we are introducing more and more calm in our system. You can also practice relaxation techniques like Shavasana. You can also practice yoga nidra practices. I have a podcast episode where I'm guiding yoga nidra practice. So feel free to go to that. I will put link for this podcast in the show notes so you can have that. You can have access to that so you can do it anytime you want. And so what we're trying to do here is to reduce that anxiety, reduce that anxiousness of the mind by bringing in more calming practices. Also, regular practices, regularity in the life, I should say. Regularity in your life is going to be extremely valuable. So what does that mean is if you can add a regular sleep time, if you can add regular meal time, if you can add time where you have like a positive routines in your morning and in your evenings, have that regularity to bring that calmness in your system. Regularity can be very grounding. Again, not rigidity, regularity. It should be flexible also, because if you are too much into that regularity, if you get stuck into that, then slight change can disturb your whole system. So bring that regularity in such a way that 80% you are following those daily routines. And then you still have 20% where you can enjoy that freedom as well. So bring that balance in your life. Then Ayurveda's another suggestion is this is the time where we bring in more meditation practices, where we are reflecting in our life. So how can we do that? How can we bring in more reflection in our life? So finding that time, maybe in the morning or in the evening or lunchtime, whenever you can squeeze in a meditation for yourself, that is going to be really, really wonderful. And what happens that when the mind is anxious and when we don't know how to meditate, it may take some time to bring that meditation into our life. If that is the situation for you, then I suggest that maybe take guided meditations first. There are some apps, really good apps there. Also, contact me. I can help you with that. On my website, you can download 4 meditations. You can start there. If you visit my website, the-wellnessbusiness.com, you can actually opt in for meditations there. There is also one gentle yoga class and Ayurveda dosha quiz for you to download, and you can actually find out more about what's happening in your life through that, and also have these practices to find more peace and calm in your life. Now, another thing you can add is with meditation, you can add also, as I said, a rare yoga nidra practice. Yoga nidra practice is profound. It is not just relaxation. It is beyond relaxation. It can really help you to also set intention for your practice or your life, I should say. And these kind of practices brings in positive energy in our life. So regularity in life, eating food which is easy to digest, having regular massage, doing activity which bringing positive energy in your life. And I'm not just saying with the energy in a sense like, you know, on the woo-woo stuff. I'm saying here is there are some exercises which are taxing our energy, and there are some practices, I'm not using word exercise for yoga, there are some practices which are energy gaining, or as we say in yoga, prana gaining. So asana practice should be, or yoga's physical movement practice should be, prana gaining practice. If it is done correctly for our system, we actually gain energy. So something like that, if you like Tai Chi, something like that as well will be prana gaining practice. Also really important when our system is drying out is keep well hydrated. Now, the thing with the hydration is, for our system, drinking cold water is very difficult to digest. So Ayurveda suggests that little bit of warm water. So you can actually drink hot water like tea, but constantly drinking hot water, and if you are into summer now, then that's not is going to beneficial for you. So you can maybe just choose room temperature water instead of cold water. If you are into cold season, then you can have little bit slightly warm water than your room temperature, and that will help you to digest that water in your system and keep your system hydrated. This is the wisdom of Ayurveda. Ayurveda also is quite heavy on the teas. So fennel tea will be beneficial for your digestion. So you can actually boil a cup of water and add fennel seeds and let it just sit there for maybe 3 to 4 minutes. And then you can drink that strain and drink that tea. And that is quite beautiful, actually, for our digestive system. Usually, we suggest to do that in the morning, because if you do this in the evening, it could be that you need to pee a lot. So do it during the morning. Then also, you can have like a tulsi tea. Tulsi is a holy basil from India, and it is very, very therapeutic. It is good for all three doshas. So both fennel tea and tulsi tea is tridoshic. That means applicable for all three doshas. And what these teas is going to do is it will bring calm and peace in your life. Tulsi has so many benefits that it will take another podcast episode just for tulsi. So tulsi has many, many, many positive impacts on our health system. It is very healing. It is very calming. So it's really wonderful. And also, you may be interested in chamomile tea or any other teas, like herbal teas like that. No harm in adding that into your day-to-day life. So these herbal teas are going to be really beneficial for your system. So instead of caffeine, if you switch to herbal teas, that's wonderful. If you started noticing that the digestion slows down during this time, so those who are going through menopause notice that their digestion is different than it was before menopause. And so how to bring regularity there? So daily poop is very important. So adjust your diet, adjust your lifestyle in a way that daily evacuation of your bowels happens. It's so important for our optimal health. So bring that in. Also, you will notice that the joint start becoming maybe stiff or maybe painful. So if you are noticing that, massage and also rest when needed, but also balance of positive movements like gentle asana practice, gentle walking, bring that in your life. Notice that bone density, it affects our bone density. You'll also notice that some women feel more of inflammation in their system. If you are noticing that, turmeric is really wonderful. So if you can add turmeric in your life, that's really, really wonderful. And according to Ayurveda, this is a very beautiful time of the life. This is where all the wiseness of the women, wisdom of woman is really, she can bank on that. She can understand herself better. She can tune into that instead of going into anxiety that I'm losing my femininity. If we focus on that, it is a part of life and it is bound to happen in our life. So when we start with acceptance, we start moving towards adjusting the lifestyle for our needs. So more warm food, herbs, plenty of massage, routines which are grounding for your system, practices, yoga asana practices which are grounding for your system, like nature walk, also can be very grounding. Asana practice grounding is, you can actually, that example is on my website. So if you go to my website, the-wellnessbusiness.com, you can see that asana practice there. That is very gentle, calming. And so that will help you to bring groundedness into your life. Also, finding community where you can connect with like-minded people. You can find your own community. Now you know yourself better. So you can find what really works for you and what really doesn't work for you. And spending time with like-minded people where you can grow, you can use your wisdom, share your wisdom, communicate with others. I also have the Wellness Tribe community. If you want to know more, please let me know. You can join that community. We have amazing healers and amazing women in this community. And it, as it happens, that this community is open for all, but mostly women are in this community. So feel free to join us. All are welcome. You can bring your wisdom, share with us. We will welcome you with open arms. So if you want to know about the wellness community, I will put that link also, the Wellness Tribe. I will put information for that in the link, show notes. And I'm also offering Ayurveda Lifestyle Consultation Certification. Feel free to find that information and see if that is right for you. And one more thing, I'm also offering Restorative Yoga and Yoga Nidra Teacher Training. It is online thing, so on demand. You can. It is available on my website now. So you can bring that in your life, in your teaching, or you can do it for yourself, for your own need. That kind of practices are so valuable for our system. So if you can bring this into your life in so many ways, you can actually flourish and make this time as a beautiful part of your life. So I hope that this Ayurveda's understanding of menopause has helped you. Remember, this is a really beautiful time of our life. The anxiousness comes from the self-doubt, that comes from what's happening with me. But if we just settle into it, accepting that this is part of our life, we can actually learn about ourselves more, and we can actually bring in more caring and nurturing practices for ourselves. We can look after ourselves. When we do that, we can actually settle into this phase of life as well. I hope that this podcast has helped you. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.